Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we're following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we redefine what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's your concert?
It was so fun.
When'd you go? Who was it?
Carrie Underwood.
Oh, fun.
No, it was Gina. Incredible. She is so beautiful and so talented, and her outfits were insane. And I don't know, it was a lot of fun.
I took Ruby to Taylor Swift one time. I feel like it would be like similar.
Yeah. I think awesome. The only difference is like, well, not only
it's
difference,
not the same person.
Yeah. But a difference is like Taylor has like so many like love songs.
No. Uh-huh.
And Carrie does too, but she has a lot of like
good breakup bangers.
Like, yeah, like, you motherfucker cheated on me and now you're dead. I killed you. Now you're burying you in the ground.
She the one that sings about slashing the tires?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Not to be recommended.
Yeah, no.
I would love to think that, you know, it'd be some badass that would just go out and just beat the shit out of somebody.
Yeah.
Would never do it.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't do it. We wouldn't do it, but want to. Yeah. Awesome. I want to see Miranda Lambert too. She would be really good.
I don't really know any of her songs, I don't think.
She, oh, well, you know, one of them.
What?
I'm going to play it. Yeah, this one.
I don't know it.
I sent this to you years ago. We listened to it in the car. You'll know it.
Less time tanning.
Right here.
much money you owe. Got bags under your ass, bigger hips and bigger thighs. You got places that you can't even itch. You can nip it, tuck it, squeeze it, but you're never gonna beat it, cause gravity's a bitch.
Why don't I remember that?
That's a long time ago.
Oh, that's really
good. You can nip it, tuck it, squeeze it, but you're never going to beat it.
My new motto.
You can nip it, tuck it, squeeze it, but you're never going to beat it. Gravity's a bitch.
Gravity's a bitch, man. Let me tell you.
I listened to this song earlier today and I sent it to Devin. It's called Thick Thighs. It's a country song.
Uh-huh.
Dude. Talks about like she's sick of hearing about dad bods. Like, why aren't we talking about, like, why can't muffin tops be sexy?
I agree. That's good.
Sucking in really sucks. I can't be the only one who likes extra fries over exercise.
Who is this?
Priscilla Block. I can't be the only one who prefers extra fries over exercise. And then Devin sent me, she goes, oh my God, she goes, that we need to put that on a t-shirt and just have extra fries with a big line that says exercise underneath it. Never mind.
Oh God, that's good. It's true though.
You guys, if you're listening, hello. If you're listening, we are working on starting a store.
What?
Devin's been working on our storefront for
this is news to me. I was
You know how we've like talked.
We've
about
always
it
talked about it, but I feel we've like about it's it. Been for like 3 years. We've been talking about it.
But I texted her that song, and then she said we needed to have that as a shirt. And I wrote her. I wrote her back, and I was like, "We also need to have Gravity is Working Against Me."
100%.
Yes. And she said she's been working on it. You guys, since I've had like, in a way, like definitely stuff that keeps me busy, but more time, Devin's been working on some of the things that we've like said we wanted to do,
right?
That we haven't done.
Oh, I love it.
She's like almost got our, like the something done. And we've done she's done so much work through when we were doing Ensware and like she's working on it. So we got merch coming.
She's the one to go to.
The wizard.
Daniel's here. You want to say hi?
Yeah.
Daniel.
Hi.
Hi.
You want to just be in on the podcast? Take a seat.
No. Wait,
yeah, we need him. We don't know what we're gonna, we don't have anything to talk.
I know.
What did he say? What was your reasoning?
I'm not pretty. I just look at him and he goes, oh yeah, I know.
Hello, B.
Hi.
You up to bed?
Oh, nothing. I rode my bike this morning and then I was going to go into the gym and I was going to do some lifting weights and I was going to, you know, take some videos of my naked program stuff because I don't really do that a lot. And, you know, next thing I know, I don't have a lot of time. So I just rode my bike.
After all that, and then just decided my time.
Yeah.
What kind of helmet do you have?
For my bike?
Yeah.
He's been biking a lot.
You have 1,000? Do you have a Specialized? Do you have an MP?
I have a Specialized.
Okay.
I don't, they're down, my helmets are downstairs where I would just grab it and show you.
Does your helmet make you look special or no?
Yeah, definitely. Also, I rode my bike stationary.
Oh.
Oh. With the helmet on?
No, not with the helmet on. You wear the helmet when you do it?
No, dude, but I will tell you, I was getting ready to ride my bike and it was kind of chilly in the house. So I put on my bike shorts and then I decided to put on a jersey. It's like my cycling jersey. It's like a long sleeve.
You're wearing a jersey and a helmet.
Yeah. Yeah. So inside.
Yeah.
And as I'm riding, I'm like, besides a helmet, I'm ready to go out on the road. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what an idiot. Why am I wearing? I look like I always imagine myself.
Well, you're just doing
if we were to like make a video, like if DJ was going to make me a video and it was like getting ready in full kit, put my helmet on, and then I just like clip in. Get on my stationary bike, turn a fan on so it looks like, you know, wind's blowing on me. Clip in. I'm just in my room with my helmet on, riding my bike.
It'd be cool if you had like a projector behind you that was like moving, like as if you were like an outdoor forest.
It's like, do you call that a meme? It's like a video on Instagram, and it's like the wife, and it's like what I do to annoy my wife while working out, and she's like riding her like Peloton, and he's in a bike helmet outside of the window pretending like going faster than her and then slower than her.
Have you seen that?
Oh,
it's real good.
It's pretty funny.
It's really good. I love it.
It makes me think of when we were riding jump bikes.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, how funny would it be to make a video of us like same sort of like a hero video, like they do in all like the fitness, you know, it's like if you someone doing curls at the gym, but somehow right. They can make this epic video. And really, if you took off the music and you just watched them really doing it, they're just like,
yeah, it's just boring. Like nothing happened. Boring.
But if we had like a video, we're getting all ready. We're going to go ride bikes. We look like we're ready to go for like a race. But then all of a sudden, you know, it like zooms out full frame and it's just all of us in a line on
jump bikes, assisted bikes.
Yeah, not even pedaling, just holding the throttle.
Or maybe like big wheels.
Yeah. We were just in San Diego and the girls wanted to go on scooters and I was not confident at all to get on one of those things.
Those are fun. Have you done those?
I have.
Yeah, those are really fun.
I was way too hungover. It was bad. Had a terrible massage.
Oh no, tell me about it.
Terrible. It was awful. The girls, so Courtney books it. We get in there. There's a language barrier. So Courtney's trying to explain to her, like she keeps just showing her the list on the phone or like the schedule. And so Courtney's trying to show her, she's like, okay, this is us here. Two for this time, two for this time. And so she's like, oh, okay, got it. And then she tells us like, well, we can only do one facial and massage. So then they take Courtney first and we're all just kind of standing there and they just keep showing us the schedule. And we're like, yeah, these two now, and then us two later. So then they take me into a room and it's has two beds in it.
Hmm.
And so then they leave and they come back in with Megan. And I was like, oh, we're doing a couples massage.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So like, we're laughing about that. And then they get us ready and they keep talking back and forth to each other. Here, come sit with me.
Closer.
You're just going to be on it.
Those
fix your hair though.
Oh, there we go.
There you go. So we're both laying there and they've got the sheet over you and then they start to massage us, but they keep talking back and forth. And for, I would say it's like 5 minutes, right? Well, then they just stop and my face is in the thing and she puts her phone under and she goes, like she keeps pointing to it again. Like she's very confused about
schedule,
whether or not we're supposed to be in there, I guess. So we finally figure it out. And there was a different couple that was supposed to be in there. So then they left, had to call the other couple, let them know that we were already in the room so they couldn't see them. But then they just kept talking the whole time. So then our whole massage was cut short like by 15 minutes. And then gets on the phone while she's massaging me.
Stop it.
Yes. She's like on the phone.
She's like, oh, and she's just like, she wrote it. Yes. She went down there just like, so.
Megan's like face down too. And we keep hearing people leaving and coming back in. Well, the couple's massage room is also the storage room. So people are coming in to get more
product. Where did you go? Dude, where did you go?
We were in Coronado. It was Coronado.
It's called Equinox. Have you heard of it?
No.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
But yeah, no, it was very interesting. Courtney's and Michaela's were great, but ours were terrible.
Dude, that's funny.
And then like the whole question is, do you still tip?
Oh, for massages?
Yeah.
For massages?
We already went through this with the Botox thing. We both stopped at that. But no, like you normally tip on a massage. But then I was like, it was cut 15 minutes short. And I mean, we did tip.
You tip 50% less.
No, I don't know. We were talking about that too. Like when you go to obviously a restaurant, like you sit down, you tip 20%, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Double it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you don't double it.
Oh, I double it. I take the first integer and I just double it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so yeah. I got you. I do the same thing very quickly. Right, double it. Okay. Doubled.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Well, no, but then we were like, when you tip on like to-go food, do you tip on to-go food?
It depends.
If they're driving there. Yes.
No,
right?
To-go food. Like you go pick it up.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's the same machine. It's the same social interaction as well. You know,
but you're not being served.
No, I know, but it's like, yeah.
It depends for me, you know, like, if it's from a restaurant, like, let's say it's not like a fast food place, like it's a restaurant and you go in and pick it up and the hostess is like the person you talked to and they're the one who put the order in. Cause like restaurants, when I've worked at that, where I've taken an order on the phone.
Oh yeah. We were talking about this before.
Yeah. So we talked about it. Really busy. It's like, it's kind of like, I feel like depending on, it's case by case. Like if I go somewhere, I get food to go and I really feel like either I don't feel like I got back good of service or maybe they tend to always leave stuff out of my order that I leave something out of my payment.
Yeah. Yeah, like you don't even pay the full amount. It's like a $17 meal, you pay $15.
If they left it out.
Yeah, last time you didn't give me the ranch.
didn't get my salsa.
Yeah, it's a weird thing because I'll tell you this, you want to know a pet peeve? I hate when people bring like the calculator and start doing like arithmetic about tipping. You know what I mean? I feel like that's doing too much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then the other way is like when you go
do that sometimes. You hate that when I do that?
I do. And then the other thing is this, when you get a coffee, you pay $4 for a coffee and then you have options of like $1, $2, $3.
Yeah. Right?
It's like almost instinctual. And then you have that whole social thing about people like in line behind you.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
So yeah, they can see what you're tipping.
Like instead of like, let's say if I got a latte where it requires like a lot of work and I get it, like you have to do with art and all that, I get it, cool. But if I just get like iced coffee, it's literally them opening a fridge and then putting coffee in a plastic cup and then giving it to me. But I feel obligated to still tipping because of like the social pressure of the line behind me. And I feel like they see it too. You know what I mean? Like when they turn the thing over.
Right.
So.
And when did they just start?
Yeah, they're like this. They're like, they do this. Like, they finish it, and then you put your card in, and they go, and they flip it around.
Yeah.
And it's like they're just like this.
Then you just
and then I feel
and then you push it and then they grab it, turn it back around. They're like,
Yeah. And then I feel like I should explain myself. Like, hey, honestly, I always tip here, but I just got like an iced coffee, and I felt like then it's like a weird thing, right? Oh my god, I know.
The same thing is like when I go somewhere. I don't do this all the time, but I've definitely had times where I'll put money in a tip jar, and I want to make sure it might be a place like that. You know, like maybe you paid cash or whatever, and then you put money in the tip jar instead of paying on with a card. It's like, it's probably the same idea as like people are behind you or it's like, I want the person, like the barista. It's like, I want them to see me put it in.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, it's like, I want them to know like, hey, it's like, oh, excuse me. Is this where I put my tip?
Yeah. Cause you know what? Do you ever have Cold Stone? Every time you tip, they would sing for you.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
That was a good way of like getting recognition. Like I did that, you know? And I feel like they kind of like, I don't know if they really even wanted the tip at that point.
I used to take the kids and I would just look at them cause they would just be like, cool. Like they had to sing the song. I'd be like, you don't have to do it. You don't have to sing it. They'd be like, thank you. Don't sing.
Well, I got one more thing about this tipping thing with coffee shops. Cause it goes two ways. It either goes $1, $2 or $3, right?
Yeah, which I think is bullshit. It should be like percentage.
No, but then it goes percentage. Is another one where it goes 15, 20, 30%. So then if you get one drink, you're low key screwed. Cause you're paying like, you know, $1, right? For like a $3 drink. But if you do the percent, it's 20 cents. But I feel like the $1, $2, $3 makes sense if you're ordering like a bunch of coffees. Cause then you really just lucked out because you bought $20 of coffee and you can do like $1 to $2 tip. But then you know what I'm saying? But if you get the percentages, then you low key screwed because like you don't want to pay 30% of like 5 iced coffees were just like poured in.
Right.
Anyway.
Okay. One more thing on tips. When you go to a restaurant where they add the tip in, like you're in a big group or maybe it's not even a big group. Like me and my mom and we were in Vegas, my sister, we went to a restaurant, it was 4 of us and got dinner. And they added the tip in,
right?
4 people. And my mom, luckily she caught it. But like, when do you tip on top of gratuity added?
If it was like killer, like they came in there, they was like jokes and high fives. They like know like nicknames for you. They like see it.
they got recommendations.
Yeah, like they like you feel like a connection with them.
They just put it down. They're like, okay, here you go, fatty.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like they know nicknames for you. They make sure like your cup's always filled up. They remember your order. They like bring you a couple extra things. Like, hey, you know, you got ordered this quesadilla. You know what? We had an extra one here. We saw that you guys like it. I feel like that's when you order like more on top of it. When it's like over the top.
Yeah. You know same day, we went to California Pizza Kitchen. We were in the mall and my mom wanted a salad from there. So we go to California Pizza Kitchen in Vegas and we've been there before, but it's been a long time. We're starving. We sit down, we order like though they were not busy. Our waiter was very aloof, like and didn't, mm-hmm. was not, you know, he wasn't earning it. He wasn't like showing us I'm serving you. It was more like, he was going through the motions.
Yeah.
Order a bowl. It's called a power bowl. It was like farro. So it had like rice and a little, and like lettuce and like chicken and whatever. No, it was only spinach. It comes out and I'm like, I basically paid extra. I got a salad.
Right.
Nothing in it. So then we're talking about how shitty that was. Plus we're sitting there. And Lacey goes, don't they usually bring you bread? And we're like, yeah, they bring you bread and you dip it in sauce in like the vinegar and oil. And we're looking around. We're like, well, yeah, they got bread. Hey, they got bread. We got bread. So we're leaving and we're paying and I'm ticked. We're ticked. I'm like, we're tipping. Yeah. We didn't get bread.
No.
I paid way too much for a shitty salad for a bowl of spinach. But same thing comes down to it. It's like, well, then you just feel like
an asshole.
Yeah. Then you got a tip. And it's like, fuck. Why?
Well, the message is, did you ask him why there's no chicken on your salad?
No, there was chicken. There was none of like the
grain.
Oh, got it.
which was, I was like, Mom, I was like, I should just got a salad because this was like a really shitty bowl.
Yeah.
It's just more expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also interested on why was CP, why out of all the food in Vegas, did you go to California Pizza in Nevada?
Well, we were in the mall.
Got it. You just miss California so much. You're like, you know what I'm craving, Mom? There's That's a Sbarro. So there's a Sbarro. We're going to go over here. California Pizza Kitchen.
No, Mom wanted the barbecue chicken salad. That's what she wanted from there. Oh, it's so funny because then we're going there and I start like thinking to myself, I started getting low-key stressed of like, oh my God, I've been like, you know, not eating that well. I thought I was turning a new leaf and I'm like, what am I going to get at a pizza kitchen?
Right.
Oh no. Am I going to order a pizza?
You got a bowl of salad.
Yeah.
Bowl
of steak. I got a shitty salad.
Yeah. You guys ever do like math when you're on a menu to see like, what is the optimal amount of like food you can get for money? So it's like, would you want to get the chicken salad for $14 or the regular salad that's 10, but it's like a $5 surcharge for chicken? You ever think about stuff like that? Like, you know what I mean? And then is that portion bigger than the basic default portion of chicken in the chicken salad?
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Now I probably will.
I went to the chicken salad. Saturday, I went to this sushi restaurant, right? New place in Santa Cruz, never been. And they have a sushi-rito, which is like a sushi. It's a sushi
burrito. Right?
And I'm super stoked because you only see it in San Francisco, never in Santa Cruz. I go in, I'm like, oh my God, this sounds so cool. And then I was like, can you tell me more about it? And then the waitress has no idea. So she looks at the owner who's sitting down like on a table next to us. He goes, hey, do you want to explain this to him? And the guy stands up. He gets up in front of us. He goes, imagine a burrito with sushi. And that's all he says. And I'm so like uncomfortable. And I think it's so funny. I like laugh. And I'm like, oh, cool. You know what I mean? And in my mind, I was like, God, how ballsy is it to like explain like your dish with the two names that are like, you know, in it. You know what I mean? Yeah. The sushi burrito. I was like, imagine a burrito with sushi. And he was so confident.
He should have just added idiot at the end.
I know. And I was like, oh, and I wasn't like going to not order it after that. I was like, oh, cool. Sold. Like he like that. Yeah. That was like his sell.
You know, you're like, that sounds delicious.
Yeah. And then it came in the soy paper. It literally looked like parchment paper. So yeah. Everyone on the table doesn't know if you're supposed to eat it or peel it.
You're just eating me out.
Yeah. And so two people take the bite. It's like, I think it's edible. It doesn't really taste like anything. I was like, you guys keep eating it. I'm going to go ask the server. Right. The server doesn't even know about it. So then they have to go ask the kitchen and the kitchen says yes. But by this time I'm thinking they're like seeing like, you know, a brown guy and two white kids like, yeah, fuck it. Let them eat the, you know, soy paper, you know, as like a joke, paper. As a joke. Anyway, at the end, it was edible.
That reminds me of like being a kid when like mom's made you a sandwich, you're at school, you take a bite and they've like, they've forgotten to take the little piece of paper that's like in between.
Oh, on the cheese? Yeah, that's happened.
Before. Yeah. No, yeah.
My dad made grilled cheeses like that one time.
With the plastic?
With the plastic.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I forgot to pull the plastic.
Funny because there's like
that. Just crafting
every bite. We're just like,
it's funny because like
what's wrong with this?
The amount of work needed to make a grilled cheese is literally just cheese on a bread. And to miss that part of like the cheese coming out, it's like, that's pretty like a bold gangster move. Like,
yeah, just like, all right, so butter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kraft single.
Yep, that's it.
Didn't even fill the like the plastic on it. Just
it had the same consistency, really. If you think about it.
It is.
That cheese. Oh God. Yeah. One time Thanksgiving, it was like family Thanksgiving. And you know, like when your parents and your, you know, the kids are complaining about what they have to eat. And so like we're sitting there and my mom would always make us eat everything on our plate. And my sister, I can't remember which one it was, maybe Michaela, we're looking across from each other and we're like, these rolls taste funny, you know? And like, we're kind of like, Mom, like, don't make us eat these. And she's like, you will eat every bite. You will not embarrass me. Da, da, da. And she looks, they were completely moldy.
Oh.
But we were sitting there just like,
these taste funny.
These taste funny, Mom. Don't embarrass me. You will eat every bite.
Funny. Gina, were we talking about when I was there, the Mandela effect?
Yeah. What was that?
Bernstein Bears.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I got a video. We got to watch.
Wait,
I was
explain it. What's the Mandela? So, I've been told this before. Alan, explain.
Well, I better just read it. Cause I will definitely, here we go.
Yeah.
Butcher it.
The Mandela effect. Oh man. The Mandela effect occurs when a person believes that their distorted memories are in fact accurate recollections. They can clearly remember events that happened differently or events that never occurred at all. So the Mandela effect, here's a 40 mind blowing Mandela effect examples that will blow your mind. This one.
Okay. Yeah. No, oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. I remember what this is.
Yeah.
Okay. So Nelson Mandela's death. Let's start with the reason we're all here. Nelson Mandela, who this theory is named after, died in 2013. However, countless people distinctly remember him dying in prison in the 1980s. But his death isn't the only example of Mandela effect. We have been wrong about so many dates, details, and more. So let's see. Yeah, here you go.
I just remember that he was exiled.
This one is GIF, not Jiffy. Peanut butter?
Show the picture.
Let me turn my...
Wait, it's not GIF?
No, it is GIF.
It's GIF. They're saying that it was never Jiffy.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, people swear...
I just thought the rest of the word was on the back of the bottle.
I swear it was
Jiffy. You never bought that brand, bro.
Dude, I swear it was Jiffy.
We weren't allowed to eat that peanut butter growing up. We had to do the one that you had to stir.
Do another one.
Okay. Oh, okay. Looney Tunes, not tunes. So it's saying that how it was spelt. Spelled?
Yeah, spelled. You got it. How it was spoken.
So Looney Tunes, TOONS or TUNES. It said it makes almost zero sense, but yes, the cartoon was spelled as tunes, TUNES. And they're saying
that. Yeah, so like that's how you see it when you were a kid. And then that's like what the thing it is now.
It's a cartoon.
Yeah. I know.
Here's another one. Oh, yeah. The Bernstein Bears.
That's the one that always got me. I was like, I never called them that. Or was I just pronouncing it that could be
the Bern? We always said Bernstein Bears.
Yeah.
Bernstein Bears. So let's see. It's saying the lovable cartoon bear family actually spelled their last name with an A. So it was, let's see.
Bernstein?
Yeah. It was Bernstain. And now it's
E-I-N.
No, it was never E-I-N. I need more water. It was never E-I-N.
Okay, here you go. Curious George's Tale.
That's a good one.
Was never there. Are you freaking out? Okay, moving on. So it's saying that Curious George, he has a tail. He never had a tail.
See that?
Oh, yeah, I can see it.
Well, I don't know, dude. You literally have eye issues. there's another one.
This one is Sex and the City. While these four women were having sex in the city, the show was actually titled Sex and the City, not Sex in the City.
Sex and the City, not Sex
in
the City.
Oh, I always thought it was Sex in the City.
The one that always gets me, there's like a Pikachu one with like a tail. There's a Pikachu one where it's like tails, it's supposed to be like black at the tip. And then there's like a weird one with Shaq. I remember that.
This one's Oscar Mayer, Gina.
I'm listening.
Tell it.
One of the most confounding of all, there's an A in Meyer. Honest to goodness, we thought it was Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R. It's M-A-Y-E-R.
Oh, well, I guess if you like, I mean, that's the song.
Oscar Mayer, Wiener? Oscar Mayer. See that?
Oh, yeah. Well, because the song. My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a
second name. It's
M-E-Y-E-R.
Well, I thought it was M-E-Y-E-R.
Oh.
And now it's saying that it's M-A-Y-E-R.
You don't know that song?
No. It's one of those things like, you know, how do you know you're white without saying you're white? It's like knowing that song.
Okay, but I'm going to show you this video because this one will blow your mind. Jeannie, you for sure, this has got it. Okay.
You for sure.
Well, because
for sure
you'll remember it.
Okay.
All right. First, you need to know that I am willing to die on this hill. So if you're going to come in the comments and disagree with me, you better fucking bring it. If you were a kid in the 80s and 90s, your parents got these envelopes in the mail from the Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes, and you could fill it out and send it in for a chance to win like $1 million. And if you won that $1 million, a guy named Ed McMahon would show up on your porch with a big ass check, some balloons, and a camera crew, and knock on your door and film your reaction. We all remember this, right? Wrong. It never happened. Ed McMahon never worked for made commercials for or was affiliated with the PCH in any way possible. And the internet is backing this up. You can't find footage of Ed McMahon delivering checks on the internet. It's been wiped from existence. They're saying that we're all wrong. It's something called the Mandela effect, where this large group of people remember something incorrectly and nobody can explain why. His face was on the envelopes. There's even TV shows that reference this happening. So what, is the entire internet like lying to us? Did they get together with PCH and be like, hey, let's fuck with the whole world and tell them that Ed McMahon never did this? Or did he really never do it? And there was a glitch in the Matrix and we were looking at a parallel universe. Like, I could not sleep last night. Smarter than me to figure this out.
I need somebody smarter than me to figure this out.
So what I'm
and wondering- I heard that. I heard about it. Like if you tried to look and see, it's Ed McMahon was never a part of the publishing house.
Did he ever really get any money is what I'm wondering.
I don't know.
Like was it even a deeper scam to just get all of our personal information?
Probably.
That's Facebook.
This is before algorithms.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, man, it's a trip. It's like ever since I feel like Spider-Man, the multiverse thing, everything's like a switch a little
bit. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You know how like, they like went to alternate dimensions and all that stuff? Yeah. That's like, pretty much what it is, right?
Yeah.
Because that never happened. Yeah, that's a trip.
We're just living in an alternate dimension.
There's a Shaq one. There's a Shaq one where like he plays like a wizard or a genie. Do you remember that? It was a movie?
Yeah.
Shaq?
Yeah.
What was it called?
It was Shazam.
But it's not called Shazam.
It was
Kazam. No, I think it doesn't. Yeah, I think it's called Kazam or it doesn't exist. But don't you feel like it was called Shazam?
Wait, look it up right now.
I feel like it was called Shazam.
Yeah.
Look it up right now.
Okay, here we go.
I think it's a Mandela effect thingy. Just search Shaq Mandela effect.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting it. Shazam.
Is it called Shazam?
He was Sinbad ever a genie? Was Shaq in a genie movie? Yes, he was.
Oh, it's Kazam.
Film named Kazam Shaq. Kazam. There are two different films.
And this says, so was it Sinbad in Shazam or Shaq in Kazam? Because only. Dude, it was Kazam.
It was Kazam?
Yeah, a film
named. A film named Kazam. Yeah, you're right, Shaq. Oh yeah, I guess. Oh no, yeah, Kazam, not Shazam.
Yeah,
but Kazam was simply a cheap knockoff of Shazam. God. Yeah,
Which Sinbad was in Shazam?
I guess so. There you go, Sinbad. Shazam supposedly stars Sinbad as a genie who helps his kids find love for their sad dad.
For their sad dad.
Yeah, but even this.
It's saying he never did a movie, right?
Yeah, but this right here, it says Kazam is a 1996 American musical fantasy comedy. Blah, blah, blah. And it was starring Shaquille O'Neal as the title character.
Yeah. I guess I was thinking Shazam. Sinbad supposedly was in a movie called Shazam that doesn't exist.
Wait, but there was a picture of it.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you know?
Look, right there.
Mandela effect. That looks like a genie. B. Gina sees this. She's like, "Yo, look, it's a movie with him. Does he look like a genie?"
Well, no, I didn't say he was a genie in it, but I just know that's.
Looks like he sells like a car insurance.
Yeah.
This one says, "How Shazam went from non-existent genie movie, to full-blown Mandela effect conspiracy."
Yeah.
Shazam was a movie. Do you remember a fantasy film from the 1990s in which Sinbad played a genie? Well, it never existed. The Shazam conspiracy is an internet phenomenon. A film named Kazam starring Shaq O'Neal is a goofy genie. A goofy genie did come out in 1996, but Shazam truthers are adamant that not only were there two different films, but the Kazam was simply a cheap knockoff of the brilliance that was Shazam. I'm telling you, I saw Shazam.
Well, look,
I watched that movie.
Yeah, Gina.
But I don't think you.
I think that's just like a cover of Sinbad with the words Shazam photoshopped on.
I'm so gullible. I'd be so gullible.
Yeah.
Must be true. Huh.
Yeah.
I like it when they say wacky hijinks.
Wait, what?
It says right here.
Wacky hijinks ensue. Yeah. Yeah,
no. It's about the broken hearted since the passing of the kid's mother. Wacky hijinks ensue.
Yeah, no. Mandela effect. That word doesn't even exist. Listen.
Mandela was never real.
B, what was the last movie you saw in theaters?
I don't know.
Okay.
Damn, that was
probably like, with us.
Dude, that was
watch like, a lot of movies from home. Right
there. That was a hard loading on your face. Yeah.
Best movie of the year.
Oh, Everything Everywhere All at Once. B, you got to watch that movie.
Everything Everywhere All at Once?
That's the name of the movie. It's a mouthful. It's a trip.
Tell our listeners about it.
I'm
like, there's no way that I can explain it.
Yeah.
Okay, but before you do, there's one more.
Show me.
Mandela effect. Oh, the Pikachu.
Yeah, the black tail. Yeah.
Which one is it?
He always had a black tail.
No, he always had a black tail, but he actually doesn't. You know what
Pikachu? There's one.
Yeah, my kids were into that.
You don't need
it. Okay, this one, Gina. Fruit of the Loom.
Okay.
Did it have a cornucopia?
Yeah.
They're saying there was never a cornucopia.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the trippy stuff.
I just remember those commercials. There was always like the one dude that was the grape.
Oh, yeah.
Just like a bunch of balloons around him.
Hey, how about Cheez-It? Was it Cheez-It or Cheez-Its?
Cheez-Its.
No Z.
It's Cheez-It.
Wow. It's Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
I just had some Cheez-Its.
Dude.
It's great airplane food. Actually, the Cheez-Its on the plane never tastes that good. She's deep in it.
Is it that you see the Fruity Loops one?
This one, I saw the Fruity Loops one. This one is a Mona Lisa smile. How about this one? C-3PO has a silver leg.
That one trips me out.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Even the biggest Star Wars fans and Halloween costume sites get it wrong. The robot isn't all gold. He has one silver piece on his right leg.
No.
That's a tough one. That's a hard sell. I got to rewatch those. That's a hard sell.
Dude. What? This one's life is like a box of chocolates. This is Forrest Gump. Says it's not, life is like a box of chocolates is not what Forrest Gump, played by the amazing Tom Hanks, actually said. If you listen closely, he says life was like a box of chocolates. We're regretting all of those Instagram captions right about now. Man. Okay. Mind blown.
Yeah.
The cornucopia.
Got you.
Yeah, that one really got me. The fact that I was spelling Oscar Mayer all that time, but still thought it was E-Y-E-R. A little bit.
It's more of a serious issue.
It's a serious issue.
It makes me want to even the Curious George one, it makes me want to go and see if in one of our old totes where we have old books and things to see if I have an old Curious George book to open it.
What if you found Shazam? You might find Shazam in there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Dude, I definitely watched Shazam.
Kazam or Shazam?
Shazam with Sinbad. Yeah. I watched that movie. Oh, we don't call
Shazam, not Kazam.
It's Shazam, not Kazam.
Our listeners are living in it. Our listeners are going to be on the edge of their seat for this one.
Oh, they always are. I am. Okay, well, last thing. We talked about Carrie Underwood. My nephew, who's special needs, turned 21.
I know, that's crazy. I saw that.
Yeah. My mom was telling a story because what Trayson has is called schizencephaly. We won't get into it too much because then we'll be here forever, but then I have to go to the airport. Very rare. And not that long ago, we had never really met anyone. We had never met anyone that had a relative or a child or knew anyone who had the same thing. Mm-hmm. My mom met someone who her daughter mm-hmm. had it, and she only lived till 5.
Oh, wow.
And Trayson is 21.
Wow. That's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah. So.
He looked very happy at his birthday party.
What'd you guys do for your birthday party?
Just here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. The whole family. We had a lot of people. And as soon as everyone left and it was just our big family, my dad comes out. We're all sitting outside. We've been cleaning up. And he's like, he thanks everyone. Like, thanks, you guys, for a great party. And I go, hey, Dad, you want to do it again? He goes, absolutely not. We are never doing it again. None of you will get a party that's that big ever.
Over it.
Oh yeah, it was
like your dad was just hiding out in his office the whole time.
A lot of people, dude. I walked into my house. I was outside, and people were showing up, and it's all just relatives and like really like close family friends. But there was a lot of people, and you know, my dad's like, we have a big family, and now all the relatives, they have kids. It's like just so big, and I usually just kind of stay with my family because it's so big with my sisters and my brother. But I walk in the kitchen, I was constantly surprised and forgot I was related to some of these people. I'm not kidding. I walked in, opened the door of my cousins in the kitchen, and I see some cousins of mine that none of us have seen in a long time. Like they never come around. And when I was growing up, they were always around. And they're in the kitchen, and I was like, oh, whoa, hey. Then I walked over by Lindsay and I was like, I 100% forgot we were related to them. My dad walks by, he goes, we're not.
We're not.
Dad, my mom said he comes in and he was like, oh man, I can't do this. I'm having a hard time. He's like, I gotta go check on my dog.
Stressed.
Oh yeah, too many people.
Yeah.
I was in the kitchen. I went and took the macaroni and cheese, was in a crock pot, took it out from the table from outside, brought it in and took the other one outside. And I'm standing there with my dad. Everyone's outside. I'm standing with my dad. And I was like, hey, should I just clean this? And he was like, no, you should come with me and help me greet people and let your mom clean it because you know that's what she really wants to do.
That's true.
Because basically because all of us were just trying to get away from people.
Right.
That's right. Why. He's like, I don't want to go out there. I need you to come with me and do this job with me. And your mom, she'd actually probably be the one to prefer to stay inside and clean it.
Hide in the kitchen. Yes. Actually doing her a favor.
But it was good. Everyone came over and then they left and we cleaned up.
You cleaned up?
Yeah.
Well, tell Bubba I said happy birthday.
I will.
Okay. Tell mom to send some baked goods.
Oh, she
will.
She made some really good cupcakes yesterday. Before I went to bed, I was looking at them. Because I didn't eat one and I was looking at my, she comes around the corner, which my mom bakes and she can bake and cook. And I mean, you guys are the same too. Anyone who like cooks a lot, you sometimes take the time to cook it or bake it and then you don't really want it because you don't eat it because maybe it's just like taking so much time or maybe you're making a dish where you have to, you're seasoning something. So you're kind of like checking the flavor And then by the time you're ready to eat, you're like, I don't even know if it's good. And anyone else eats it like, oh, it's so good. But you made it and you're like, ah, it's not that good. I don't know. Maybe you're like, you're just, you've tasted it so many times. It doesn't taste great or doesn't taste right. But my mom comes around the corner and she goes, have you had one of those? And I was like, no. She goes, oh, I ate one.
That's a testament to how good it was.
She goes, I ate one and they're really good. And I immediately was just like, oh, you're right. So good. Immediately started thinking about like, I could put some in a Tupperware and put it in my backpack on the airplane. But not going to be.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. Thank you, Daniel, for being here to give us something to talk about.
Yeah. Mandela effect. Tips. Tips.
No, your hair wasn't done.
Yeah, my hair wasn't
done.
All right, guys. So step one, everyone take your clothes off.
Right.
What did you think it was? It was in the title. Are you serious?
Naked training.
Daniel, take it off. I wish I shaved. I see you later.
I just pictured, well, because you said that, and then I cried like that. Reminded me of the girl in Dodgeball.
on the beaver tranquilizers or beaver steroids. Yeah. Damn it, Jessica. Disqualified.
For another time, but we could talk about so many really, really good movies that would never be allowed to be made nowadays.
No.
Todd had never seen Tropic Thunder.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, we watched it when he was here.
Yeah, crazy, so we watched it.
That's not even that long ago.
No.
Yeah.
Such a good movie. Because we were having the conversation when I was at Gina's, we were talking about like, there haven't really been any really good comedies that have been released.
Yeah.
It's like comedy is a slippery slope. Yeah. Like, are you funny? All right. Well, you got to be funny within these parameters.
Right.
Yeah.
It's true. All right. We're going to let Daniel sign us off.
Yeah.
We got to do it. Like, subscribe.
No, you never say that. No.
What do you say? What do we say?
You can just do your own sign off.
All right, guys. So in between the reps, in between the sets, signing off right now for another great episode. Share it with your friends. Like and subscribe. And big shout out to all our sponsors. Thank you so much. Please keep them coming. And if there's anything that is like flight miles, please send it our way as well. All right.
Flight miles or maybe like gas cards.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we should just hand the podcast over to Daniel.
Just the sponsor.
I was just going to say,
thank you guys.
We're gonna hand it over.
Remember when we were recording all of our buttons?
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's
funny. We need Daniel to do our sign off and record a button.
Yeah.
Those are fun. Well, I wish I missed those buttons. Those are good ones.
I know, they're on our machine.
Yeah.
All right. I love you guys.
Love you.
All right. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating.
5-star warning.
That's what I was thinking about, yeah.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Love it.
Bye. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.